Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out to Comic Book Club Live. Please give it up for your hosts, Alex, Justin, and Pete.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our Man of the Booth, Booth Man Prime.
There he is.
Welcome to a special late night.
Very late.
Late night edition of Comic Book Club. Normally, our show is at 8 p.m.
morning. It's like we're babies. It's when kids are out. Trick-or-treaters go home. It's late night.
Yeah, now, if you're listening to it at home, people in the theater know this. It's 9 p.m.
When the freaks come out.
What is going
on? It's the witching hour.
The freaks come out at 9.
What the fuck happened,
you guys? Don't go out on the streets. They're full of crime.
It's 9. Crime 9.
Ooh, are you scared yet, Pete?
Pete's scared because it's 9. Look, his shirt. Look at this. Oh, 9 o'clock.
Whoa. Look at that. I can see a hairless chest.
A hair.
You're like a baby.
And I'll unbutton this one at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock is when this one comes unbuttoned.
End of the show, the button comes off.
Exactly. 11, midnight, 1 p.m., 2 a.m., 3, 4, 5, 6,
I got to tell you, it takes you a while to take off your shirt.
That's right.
A very long period of time.
I like a long, slow, I'm a long, slow sexual partner, which is what I've always said.
Your poor wife.
Pete, what are you doing? What are you doing to be freaky at this 9 p.m.
Is it crossing your arms over your chest like a coquettish babe?
Yeah.
You're so coquettish.
I hate both of you.
You have your formal shirt on tonight?
It's a shirt.
That's what I'm saying.
We should mention, for those of you listening at home, Pete has one of those old-timey nightcaps on.
Yes, exactly.
We had
to rouse him tonight.
Dressing gown. He has a candle that he is holding in one hand.
Oh, my God.
What hour is it, he said, when we started the show. And here he is.
We should start the show.
I know. You have to get back to dreamland, Nemo. Yes.
Did you know, this is a fun fact, did you know in Roman times, they used to wake up at around 2 or 3 in the morning so that they could eat, visit neighbors, and have sex?
What?
What are you basing this on?
Yeah.
Your Roman fan fiction?
some fan fiction. No, this is actually a true fact. They would go to sleep at sundown. They would sleep until about 2 or 3 and then wake up for a couple of hours and fuck each other.
That's cool.
Wow.
Welcome to our comic book talk show.
There was one guy that just started doing that and everyone's like, yo, watch out. Dave's getting up early trying to fuck everybody. So let's all get up and eat so we don't have Dave in
Roman
our house.
Roman Dave, we called him.
Roman Dave.
Guys, I'm very excited about the guest that we have on the show tonight. You might have heard his voice on Showtime's Our Cartoon President. Ladies and gentlemen, Thomas Whittington!
Welcome to the show, sir. Any which
have
way you want to go is great.
Have a microphone.
And you can sit there in that empty chair.
Thomas, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I can't help but notice you are on Showtime's Our Cartoon President.
Yes. Great show.
And
couldn't help but
Justin
notice.
Over here works on Showtime's Desus and Mero.
Oh, interesting.
Is this show sponsored by Showtime Anytime?
Yeah, the brand is strong.
I mean, it's Showtime late night, actually, given the hour tonight.
Exactly. We're lightly pornographic, just like Showtime late night.
Exactly, yeah. We're all going to get naked.
Only halfway naked.
As always, at this point in our show, the topic of conversation is, what makes Showtime so great as a network?
Interesting. Well, I'll tell you what. They employ great people, as Thomas and I know. And let us out at 9 p.m. to do this show. Clearly.
And that's it.
That's it?
That's the only thing.
That's it. Good. Well, they have some good shows.
Yeah. So you are on Our Cartoon President. That just wrapped its second season.
That's right.
For those who don't know the show, I almost, it's not lightly, like it's very pointedly parodying, but it's also very close to the truth in terms of what's actually happening in the world and happening in the government.
Yeah, walk us through the main character. Like, who is he? Like, sure. Why should we
What's
love
his motivation?
Him?
Yeah, the main character, he's a good guy at heart.
Okay.
He's just trying to do his best every day. No, he's, it's a parody of the Trump administration, of course. And, and it does, you know, it comes pretty... It doesn't pulled that many punches. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's kind of hard to be too hard on Trump, in my opinion. But, you know, it's...
Oh, we are a pro-Trump podcast, I should say. We are hugely hard right podcast.
Do you know what? He sent out those fun tweets the other day. I really enjoyed them. Retweeted all of them multiple times.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know I'm dropping fire here.
This is a gotcha
Trump,
podcast appearance.
Yeah. No, but it's really funny. It's got an amazing cast. Really, really hilarious writers and voice actors and... Yeah, it's been really fun. I play Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, and just kind of do a Brooklyn accent for that.
Nice. Very good.
And I'm also Jeff Bezos, the Amazon CEO.
Wow.
He's very in love with all of his own ideas. And I'm also Tucker Carlson and John Costa.
Gross.
I know.
Just the thought of you. Go ahead.
What?
No, nothing. He's disgusting.
Yeah,
he's
well,
a human nightmare.
Let him finish what he...
Beto O'Rourke is my other character. So, yeah, right. We'll see.
How long do you think you're going to be doing Beto?
Great question.
Like another month?
I don't know.
Like 4 months?
Guys,
you think maybe your voice would want to run for Senate in Texas instead?
How about 9 more years, Justin?
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Way to keep a job.
Burn.
So now are you like...
Burn.
You're like, fuck, I need these 4 people to stay in the news so I can do more of this.
Well, so the second season just aired its last episode, so it's totally out of my hands whether we get a third season. But if so, then definitely let's, you know, go Beto right up until... Elizabeth Warren primaries.
I have a question for you. I mean, you deal with this as well because you're doing a lot of political stuff on the show as well, but it's tough being out in the world today, right? So sometimes I know...
Nice setup.
Making your way out of the world today takes everything you
but
got.
So my day job is entertainment journalism, so we deal with the world stuff a little bit. For the most part, I'm like, we really need to dig into this Game of Thrones thing. Like, that's my beat. So, like, I can kind of get away from it for a little while. When you're going into your job and you're recording these voices, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I got to deal with this rough stuff head on in my job and be funny at the same time.
Well, I mean, honestly, with this show, it's really like 90% the writers. The lines are all basically jokes, so it's like just try to sell the joke pretty much as the actor.
Yeah.
And it's not a grind because it's funny. It's like making fun of this shit show of an administration. So,
but do you feel like you have to stay informed?
Yeah.
Especially
I think
characters.
So. Yeah. That definitely helps if you know,
because
they'll
know the joke, you're in on it. You know,
that always helps. That always helps if you understand the joke you're saying.
It's fun Chuck Schumer stuff.
Yeah.
Now, Pete, obviously we've talked about our jobs, but as a Punisher in training, now do you feel like you have to, I know that's you daily doing push-ups and polishing guns. Do you feel like you have to stay up on politics? And like,
that's the beautiful thing about my job is I mostly spend a lot of time in the van doing surveillance. You know, so.
But don't you have to be like, oh, this law changed. I guess I have to kill these people who are breaking.
Well, after they said nunchucks, you can walk around New York City. I've been just, you know, loving it.
That was the only law you paid attention
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
That
was
the one law in the book that was really restricting me from, you know, going out living my best life. And now I can just live.
Yeah, you're just nunchucking all day.
Yeah.
You still call them nunchucks for some reason, but that's fine.
Nunchakus.
That's also not the name.
That's definitely an N in there. But do you now, before this law was changed very recently,
right?
Would if you saw a Punisher issue where he went on the street and saw a guy using nunchucks and he shot him dead, where would your allegiance be?
Well, I would, you know, I'm always backing the, you know, Punisher, but like, I think I would also tip my hat to the furry. He would be like, well, it is against the law. I mean, he's just doing his job out there, you know.
It's definitely not his job.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Thomas, our guest, for a second. So I always find it interesting how animated shows all record in very different ways. Some of them get the cast together, record. Some of them lay down all of the animation and have them record to that. How do they do it on this show?
It's been a little bit of both in my experience, just for me personally. But I think in general, it's more just solo recording. It's more just like, I don't know if that's because it's typically like short turnaround because it's a topical show and they have to, you know, the writers are usually finishing the script like that day, especially with like the debates that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just a matter of like people's schedules and it's hard to get people together at the same time. But Yeah, but the times when I have gotten to record with other cast members have been the most fun. So, because it's, yeah.
Is there one particular scene you can point to that was...
There was an episode in season one where Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi go on the road to try to, like red states to, like, you know, try to seem more blue collar and appeal more to, like, the voters they feel they missed out on in 2016. So, they become this ridiculous, like, country western duo almost. So we got to record a song for that, nice. Which was really fun. And I recommend that if you want to watch one cartoon president clip. I mean, there's so many great clips, but Emily Lynn, actually the younger sister of Kate McKinnon, she's the voice of Nancy Pelosi and a bunch of other characters, and she's amazing. And she, yeah, so that was a lot of fun to record together.
Cool. Now, you don't know anything about comics?
Not really. Okay. I about all I know is that I think I was way more impressed with myself than Justin was when I mentioned outside that I know that the Joker is DC and not Marvel.
That's true. Oh, okay, so that's the level.
Yeah. That was a big moment right there. Great. Yeah.
Do you go see the movies or not even that?
No, not really. I was telling Pete, I did see Into the Spider-Verse, which was cool.
Very cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. We got some fans awesome. Here in the crowd. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that.
Well, if you're not into comic book stuff, then what made you want to go see that?
Into the Spider-Verse? Honestly, well, I had heard everyone say it was amazing.
Yeah.
And then I was on a plane to Japan, so I...
Wow. Yeah. Very cool. On a plane to Japan. Yeah. He'll do anything on a plane to Japan.
Yeah, that's cool. Right.
Even
that's
watch right. this nerd movie.
You can actually do whatever you want on that plane to Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Completely
really?
Lawless. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the sea, but the air. No rules.
Right.
Yeah. That's
you can
real
marry
cool.
whoever you want.
So now that you're done with this season of Our Cartoon Press, and what's next for you?
What's next is just performing with my mod team at UCB.
Really thought Monday, you were going to say performing with my mom for a second. Yeah.
Performing with my mom, no.
That would have been a great reveal.
Yeah.
Just that performing will with my mom.
Probably never happen.
Great.
Actually, my mom has seen me do shows on this very stage and didn't really... get it? I don't think so.
No,
I don't
you,
think
I'll.
I don't
think
we'll be performing okay. together too much.
Is that what you were doing? A run of character shows?
Yeah, yeah.
It was very cool. Thomas did created a new characters for a whole week. Was it? You did a run of?
Well, not quite. I was like trying out material, and I was like cycling in characters.
Yeah.
to the shows. Yeah. And actually, that's how Justin and I know each other. BT Dubs is he was one of my first teachers in Character 101 at UCB.
Oh, that's true. Look at that.
It wasn't at some sort of Showtime mixer or something?
No. But, you know, they were watching. They were watching us. And they saw some rising stars there. Yeah. And look at us now!
That's right. They were like, in about 5 years, we're going to...
Yeah. And then I'm performing with Thomas's mom.
By the way, I don't know if I ever mentioned this. Pete and I created a show called Weeds. Have you heard about
that? Oh, no, I haven't. Yeah. Really, what is the... Actually, let me ask you.
We'll talk about it later.
When you say created, what do you mean?
Don't even worry about it. So you have your mod night.
Yeah, yeah. And that's basically it. And my wife was nominated for an Emmy today.
Whoa!
That's very cool. Congrats.
What for?
For the Colbert Show. She's a writer on the Colbert Show.
Oh, nice.
For Game of Thrones. Her name is Emilia Clarke.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Here she is in the crowd.
Right. Yeah. What if it was like, yeah, she was in the, she's like, Brie Larson, not that, just because she's an Avenger, and like I still know nothing about comics.
Yeah, good.
Thank you so much for pandering to us.
You're really connecting with us. Yeah. If you feel like voicing any of the characters we talk about, just drop right into it. When
oh, great. Oh, yeah. Well, since you invited me.
Definitely check out the Mod Night. We're going to move on and check out Our Cartoon President on Showtime anytime for the low price of, I don't know, but I'm sure it's very cheap. We're going to move on to our next section, which we like to call the Stack.
Yeah, we do.
And in the Stack, we like to talk about a couple of books. What?
Stacking it up.
Oh, okay.
There
Thanks
we go.
For interrupting, Pete.
Pete's hyping you. He's hyping you.
Wow, now you're getting the 9 p.m. vibe, Pete.
Yeah, get loose. Get freaking. Well, you know, when the music's playing, we can say whatever we want.
Yeah. That's
it's like being out at the sea or in the air or going to Japan.
Ah, sweet.
We can do whatever the fuck we want when
you
the music's
can watch
playing.
Whatever fucking Spider-Man movie you want.
Yeah, there are too many. Go ahead.
All right, speaking of Spider-Man, we're going to move on and talk about Amazing Spider-Man number 25 from Marvel Comics. I'll pass it over to you so you can take a look. Now, this is continuing Nick Spencer's run of the title. We finished up the Kraven hunting everybody in New York arc finally, and we're moving on to the next big villain, this new villain, seemingly new villain that Nick Spencer has introduced, which is a dude with two big centipedes and bandages who comes from hell and is terrorizing all of Spider-Man's other villains.
Bug friend.
Yeah, we're delving into that this issue. What'd you guys think about this?
Well, it's just, it's very obvious this is just like a darker version of a Bug's Life, you know? And
was obvious to me as well.
Yeah. I was like, guys, you aren't even
trying
anymore.
I thought it was more of
a take
on ants with a Z.
Ooh, nice. Deep breath.
Yeah. Rival to Bug's
when,
Life.
When you're part of a family of a billion.
Oh, my God. What just happened? What just happened?
Alex, now Alex maybe taking in some inspiration from Thomas, was like, let me try out some voices.
was Woody Allen an ant in that movie?
Yeah, he's the main ant.
The main ant. That's why that movie doesn't get a lot of play these days. Because Woody Allen is, it was a kid's movie with Woody Allen playing in the main ant.
Okay.
It should have been A-U-N-T-Z. That would have made way more sense for Woody Allen.
Back to your great joke, Pete.
Yeah, cool. I wasn't saying anything.
Sorry, your big play there was a Bug's Life joke?
Yeah, that's right.
Great. Let's move over to Justin.
All of his takes are a Bug's Life references. What are we going to do? I feel like you might like this too. This is a huge Mary Jane issue.
What's great is I can see why you picked this because she really flexes her acting chops.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and it's really, this book is about, like, you know, how strong of an actor she is and how classically trained.
She's a classically trained actor.
While
like
Spider-Man is fighting some giant robots, Mary Jane and Carly, who's another one of Spider-Man's ex-girlfriends, end up at a play together. They get attacked at the play by the new female Electro, and Mary Jane has to use her acting talent to get out of it. I thought this was really fun. I really liked this issue.
Being a good actor is its own superpower.
Yeah, that's what this issue is all about.
But how did you feel about this? You're regularly angry about everything, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough because we kind of rolled right into the even talk about, like, Spider-Man's like, oh, man, this is so crazy. Just wrapped up this stupid hunting thing that I
had to deal
with.
I don't think he referred to it as that.
Well, he should have. It was dumb. And then this starts off with the centipede scary guy. But it's kind of meta because it's like, hey, read the script, and then we're talking about acting and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, Nick Spencer isn't one of my favorites. I thought the Mary Jane Watson in this issue was great. Yeah. And it's hard to show really good acting in a comic panel, but I think they pulled it off well, which was impressive.
Yeah, that's Ryan Ottley, who's doing the art, who is fantastic.
Very good. Formerly of Invincible.
Now, this Spider-Man character is a similar Spider-Man character from Into the Spider-Verse. How do you feel about this, Thomas?
Did you have a chance to look the same character?
It's complicated.
It is complicated.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, Spider-Man's awesome. I don't know.
That's good.
I just remembered that Mary Jane was his girlfriend and that Kirsten Dunst played her in one of the movies.
This isn't a quiz. You don't have to say that facts.
Yeah, well, and they had that upside down kiss.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Remember, that was all the rage for so long.
Yes, they did that on The OC.
That's right.
You did an upside down kiss.
I did do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We were doing a show called. I'm glad I'm telling this story again. We're doing a show. Shouts to my wife. We're doing a show called The Pulp Secret Report, And
shout out to my
I was single, which was a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. And you're married with two kids.
That's right. Thank you.
Did you say shout out to my wife or shut up to my wife?
I said shut up to my wife. No, I'm said always shout out. I said shout.
I thought you were anticipating never, her reaction to you that. Telling the story. Oh my God.
I love the idea of throwing a shut up out to my wife. I mean, just quick throw a quick shut up to my wife. And while we're at it,
a couple seconds.
While we're at it, shut up to my cell phone company and shut up to my boss.
Just like to tell my kids to shut up and go to bed.
we were doing this thing that was Spider-Man week for one of the second Spider-Man maybe. And we had a trapeze Spider-Man. And we were doing Spider-Man things. We were like, let's replicate the kiss.
Yeah.
And Pete was like, there's that girl over there. Get her and she'll kiss you. And she did it. And then Pete has forever said, that's your true love. Oh my and it's fucked up because I'm now married, as we just discussed. Right. And he still believes that.
That's not true. It's not true.
But
I believed it for a long time.
For a long time.
If you don't think it's true, then why is she here tonight?
Love her. Shut up to my wife.
Shut up to my wife. Oh my God.
I did go on a date with her. That girl. Nice.
Yep. How'd it go?
Off of that kiss.
Not great, because we didn't go on any more dates. But we went on one.
Oh, you did go on the one date.
And it was a good date.
Oh, that's nice.
That means it must have been a good kiss.
Nah, I don't think so.
Good story, though. Let's move on with our next issue, which is Avengers number 21, also from Marvel Comics. Now, this is the end of the War of the Realms storyline, mm-hmm. where all of the Asgardian realms were invading Earth. The Avengers, this issue, finally get a moment to relax, and this is the Avengers issue I have been waiting for, and I am sure Pete hated.
Yeah.
No, why do you say that? Because they all get in the hot tub?
They do all get into a hot tub, but we've talked about this a lot on the show. I love hangout issues. Like I love seeing the team being a team, seeing how they interact as characters. And one of the big things I've been missing in this Avengers book so far is having no sense of them as a team or how they work together. Yeah. Like we saw that a little bit in some of the arcs, but seeing now the like, okay, this is the status quo, having them talk about having them even talk about this hasn't felt like the Avengers. Who are we as a team? How do we work? That's great. I like that a lot. I thought that was very good. It was well needed. And I'm excited to see how that plays out going forward.
Yeah.
Pete, you hated it because...
Yeah, because it's like, oh, hey, get in this hot tub. No, guys, we should be doing work and cleaning up because we just trashed most of America. No, but come on, we deserve to be in the hot tub. We had to fight frost giants. Okay. I don't have a bathing suit. Oh, it's all right. You don't need a bathing suit. We aren't wearing bathing suits. Does it seem like we're sitting around wasting time for no reason? No, this is... People paid money for this. I feel like it's worth it.
You're doing a stage reading of this comic, basically. Yeah. I've been next to you on this couch for so long, I can't hear your sarcasm anymore. And that sounded perfect.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I was being perfectly sarcastic.
So you didn't like it because everyone was friends in this?
Well, it's just a waste. You know, it's like, why are
what
we saying this?
What are you talking about?
Get to stuff.
Why do you read comics?
Because I like them.
What do you like about them?
I like that they fight and, you know, try to... uphold truth, justice, and you know that kind of stuff.
That was so earnest.
Oh.
And so sweet.
One of the things that I like about comic books is seeing the different ways that characters grow and change and interact with each other.
And what they do if they don't have a bathing suit. How would they hold their shield?
That's honestly, realistic. That's what I would do is just get in there.
Yeah.
And that's
if I was She-Hulk?
That's what Thor did. That's what She-Hulk did. That's what Captain America did. And Captain America, like, that's a little bit out of his comfort zone. He's from the past when everyone had a bathing suit.
Yeah, everybody wore clothes all the time.
Exactly. And the reason I read comics, as you guys are saying, is because I like people that live inside giant other people.
What? Who's it?
Because the Avengers live inside this giant celestial.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
Icy celestial.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is there any ever...
You might have some questions.
I do have one question. This is also like Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Right, right.
Let me ask
this
you,
is
Thomas,
exactly like Into the Spider-Verse.
Did we just sound insane for the things that we said to you?
No. I just have a question about Hulk.
Great.
A couple questions, actually.
Yes.
All right, Hulk. So is Hulk gay?
Hulk's a woman now.
Okay. Is she? Yes. In some frames, he looks like a woman, and some he looks like a man.
No, she's just very muscly.
So it's just a very muscular woman. Okay, because yes, in some frames, I thought, I was like, oh, yeah. Maybe it was also just
she's flirting with Blade.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Which is weird because I thought she was with Thor.
Yeah, they hooked up.
Right. But that was just a hookup? Was like you and the girl on the date.
Why are you touching me like that?
Yeah, that's weird. The weird, intimacy you're trying to create. Kind of,
never reaches across the chair couch.
Whatever,
barrier.
Man. 9 o'clock show, no boundaries.
That's true. Yeah, we're really cutting loose. Like he touched you with two of his fingers.
Yeah. So do all the Avengers kind of fuck each other?
Or? Yeah, they fuck each other.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
That's a great question. I mean, I'm not alone in thinking that.
Right on.
Yeah.
I don't. What?
Yeah.
The other, well, I would like to go back and first say if She-Hulk was gay, that would be cool. You know, it's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
thanks, Pete.
Actually, I thought it would be cool because then it would be like, you know, they both seemed a little surprised that they were flirting with each other. They just kind of fell into this flirtation, and then like if Hulk were a man, so when did Hulk become a woman?
Well, this is a different Hulk.
Okay.
This is Jennifer Walters, who got a blood transfusion from her cousin Bruce Banner and got Hulk powers off of that. Mm-hmm. And this is why I never get blood transfusions or give blood.
I wouldn't want any of your Hulk blood.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want anybody to get my Hulk powers. Blood.
Yeah. I would get the power to do a decent Woody Allen impression.
A horrible everything else impression, but...
Oh, no, my ant impression. You wouldn't like me when I'm antsing.
This is my moneymaker.
Oh, wow.
It's decent.
That's good.
It's decent.
Thank you. It's the glasses.
It's a shame he's...
You gotta shake the glasses.
It's a shame he's been pushed out of society for being a monster, because otherwise you could really do some voiceover work.
Wait until you hear my Hitler impression.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you might get some work there. Hitler's coming back.
This guy is an amazing Woody Allen.
Hitler's coming
amazing
back.
Hitler.
Yeah.
Amazing Louis C.K.
Yeah. I know. But I perfected my SNL tape this year. Louis C.K. Yeah. Woody Allen.
Harvey Weinstein.
Do your best stuff. Yeah.
Jeez, this really isn't working out.
I can't believe
Yeah, but I was going to say, I thought it would be cool, actually, if it was two guys who were kind of surprised that they were having a gay flirtation and wondering what to do about it. That's pretty deep, you know?
Mm-hmm. Comics don't often get that risky.
Okay, that's right. I was curious about that. Actually,
yeah. But this is good. They do all hang out in a hot tub together, but they have a lot of fun with it. I like the fact that Tony Stark is wearing his Iron Man helmet the entire time in the hot tub. Yeah, it's fun. It's a good time.
This is a fun issue.
You're wrong. All right, last thing we're going to talk about, Detective Comics number 1007. Right. Now, Thomas, I'm going to assume you read the previous 1006, so you're up to speed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All good. Batman is tangling with the Spectre in Gotham City. Kelly Jones does the art on this, I think?
No, but it looks like Kelly Jones.
It looks
Jones
a lot
art.
Like yes. Kelly Jones. How'd you guys feel about this issue?
The art is very unique, and that's kind of cool, but it... also kind of doesn't look like Batman. Batman kind of looks like the Punisher in this book. So it's a little kind of weird. For
why does he look like the Punisher?
Because of the way he's drawn. Look at it.
He looks like a man in a bat suit.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I like this a lot. I like the last arc that Peter Tomasi did was very sort of straight over the plate, the Arkham Knight stuff. And this is a super metaphysical, dealing with the Spectre being taken by a cult, Jim Corrigan, the human host of the Spectre, being ripped apart from the Spectre and being taken. And the Spectre is this sort of, I don't even know, like... God-like creature of justice is like, Batman, you have to help me. I need to get my guy back. It was really fun.
Yep. Yeah, I like this as well. I think I like a horror mystical Batman every now and again. It always surprises me for whatever reason, because I feel like Batman is not science-based, but he's always dealing with these freaks in Gotham City. But it's part and parcel with the character that every once in a while he just ends up tangling with these mystical mysteries, and it's always enjoyable.
Because, well, a lot of Batman stories are set like 7 p.m., 8 p.m., but this is a 9 p.m. story.
It is. I'd even go as far as say, night. Like, 9:30.
Exactly. It's getting late. The specter's coming out.
Yeah. Also, not to sound like your dad, but tie your laces, Justin.
I know. I'm loose, getting loose.
They're
so
hanging
look at this.
Out. I don't want you to
look
trip
this.
And fall.
I'm going to show you some real ankle here.
Oh. You could really trip and fall.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
But Batman After Nine just like loosens that cowl a little bit.
Yeah.
Gets a little
He's light. Probably goes three buttons down.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up with Batman's cape in this?
How is do you it,
it's kind of like a spider web almost.
Capes are hard to maintain.
All right, not everything is into the spider web, okay. buddy. Okay.
I didn't know. Well, it seems like he's fighting somebody who has like a sort of.
The backup story in this is really cool,
yes.
too.
Yeah, there's tendrils of smoke and things right, that are pouring off of the Spectre.
I mean, look at Batman's cape right there.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I think there's an artist called Kelly Jones who I mistook this for. I'm going to look up who it actually is. It's Kyle Hotz, who it's very exaggerated in terms of the style.
That's cool.
And I think that's what they're going for here, too, which makes a lot of sense because Kelly Jones always gets recruited to do... Here's our Batman Halloween special. Yeah. Here's Batman fighting vampires or whatever else.
As she should. It's a famous run, the long Halloween and all that kind of stuff. So it's great.
That was Tim Sale.
Oh, my bad. Oh. But
that's all right.
Her stuff is really great, too. And it's
his stuff.
iconic in the fact that like you want it done around October and stuff like that where there are a lot... of those stores coming out.
Pete, you can just go back to the Bugs Life material. It's fine.
Okay, cool. Right. Maybe I should.
All right.
Maybe we should move the show back to 8.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't like the late night vibe.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, everybody, we're going to chill out and move on from the stack.
Oh, wow. Great stuff. And we as we all know, when the music's playing, we can say whatever the fuck we want. But the music didn't play just then. So we
guys,
can't say anything.
It's time for our next section, which is my favorite section because I get to come out to you guys.
Oh, what the fuck?
Whoa. Alex,
what?
No.
Alex.
It's like 9:40 almost.
Oh that's my god!
Is that too much?
Yeah.
Is that more like a 10 p.m. type thing?
No, oddly enough, that's more of a 9 a.m. stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sort of a.
All right, I'll save that for our 9 a.m. show. It's time for your audience questions. Come out to you guys. You got to ask your questions for our amazing guests or for all of us, and you get some free comics and other assorted things.
Fuck
I saw
you.
This hand shoot up first. What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Kevin.
Hey,
and
Kevin.
We all have, you know, people in our lives, friends, relatives, who aren't as familiar with the things that we're really into. And, of course, there's always, you know, trying to explain what we're into. So what are some of your favorite things from comics that you absolutely love that you're like, I have no idea how I would explain this to people?
Ooh, that's good. I mean, I guess almost everything.
All of the time?
Yeah.
I struggle with that constantly, and I think we've talked about this here on the show before, particularly when, like, Infinity Stones things were coming up, the Marvel movies, where you have to do this brain check of how deep do I actually want to go here? How much of a threshold does this person have before I'm going to see their eyes starting to glaze over? And I think my mode is usually... not much. Like, I'll just go very surfacey, very simple. If they ask an additional question, I'll keep going with it.
I'm the opposite.
Really?
If you know me and you come to me with a question, you're in the full fucking wheelbarrow. I'm upending this. You want to know about Cyclops? Well, here's the thing.
Why would anyone want to know about Cyclops?
Yeah, that Cyclops character in the X-Men movies, what's his deal? Oh, we got to start with the Starjammers.
Yeah, 100%. The young version. Are you talking about the young version that was moved forward in time, or are you talking about the old version that died after he was possessed by the Phoenix Force?
And invariably, people are like, I'm very interested. Tell me more.
Yeah. I'm like, no problem. That's easy to explain. So then he recently died and was brought back, and during the Age of X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
This is a hard one because I've backed myself into a corner.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question, Thomas. As a person who is not into comic book movies, how much do you generally want to know? Like, is it just the surfacey stuff? Would you want somebody who is a comic book nerd to be like, here's the deep dive. What are you interested in?
I understand it from both sides, because I think if you ask, well, maybe the person's just kind of politely asking about something they know you're interested in which case they may maybe don't really want to know, and so you, Alex, are right to just kind of keep it to the surface level. But
I'm right for punishing them for trying to be polite.
Well, I understand your side, Justin, because the one something I am into is baseball, which I don't really get to talk to a lot of people about. Yeah, like the real
disgusting. I don't want to hear a thing about that.
Okay, so there you go.
And but how are the Cubs?
They're okay.
Yeah, okay, good. That's all I want to know.
Who's your team?
The Cubs. But
yeah, I know that.
But yeah, but sometimes I'll find myself. If my wife asks me one question about one player or something that she just sees me watching a game, she'll say, like, mention it in any way. I'll launch into an explanation of, like,
wow,
you know, the Cubs or, like, the, you know, like a storyline of the season or something. And she's like, okay, stop. Yeah. So, yeah, wow. So I understand the, you know, you need to talk with, you can't just kind of keep your passionate interest, bottled up inside all the
time. So, like, for instance, you saw Into the Spider-Verse on a plane, so maybe you weren't paying attention, but do you have any questions about that? That you would be like, maybe these guys could answer just enough where it doesn't get annoying. Mm. Like, for instance, Spider-Gwen. Do you have any questions about
Spider-Gwen, yeah.
What about Spider-Man Noir?
Right.
Well, or Spider-Ham.
Right, Spider-Ham.
That was Penny John Parker, Mulaney, right?
Maybe. Yeah, Penny Parker.
Okay. So, well, no, already I understood that, like, it was a bunch of different, like, iterations of Spider-Man.
Do you want a quick explanation of the Spider-Verse event to the comics and how it compares to Into the Spider-Verse? And how it was pulled from Spider-Men, the crossover created by Brian Michael Bendis, that brought together Miles Morales and Peter Parker and mashed together with Dan Slott's run on Spider-Verse, which actually pivoted a little bit off of Superior Spider-Man, now that I think of it, which is when Peter Parker died briefly and his brain was taken over by Otto Octavius.
Nobody wants to hear about that.
Very quickly, I got to mention that Otto Octavius is the male version of Olivia Octavius from the movie, so those are different things. But what were you going to say?
Or if you want to hear about Spider-Gwen at all, she's just an iteration of Gwen Stacy, who was Spider-Man's girlfriend who died, but in this universe, she went on to take on the Spider-Man powers because Spider-Man was died after he took on the lizard formula, and he actually was killed, and so she took over the mantle and then had her spider powers, and she came into our universe using a time travel thing and then went back multiple times, and in the Spider-Verse, they sort of did a shorter version of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Does this give you a greater appreciation of the movie?
Oh, no, but I still enjoy the movie.
Let me ask you, does it make the movie worse?
Thank you for your honesty.
Does it make the movie worse?
No.
Okay, good.
No, the movie
I like
awesome.
To do that part I did really quickly for people that listen to podcasts at time and a half.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Fuck that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
One thing, actually, I will say about timing and Spider-Verse that I saw this tweet being passed around the other day, and I guess it was one of the bonus features on Spider-Verse, which I thought was fascinating. So they showed off the scene where Miles is swinging through the woods when they're trying to get away from Olivia Octavius with the computer. They animated Miles for most of the movie at 12 frames per second, and Peter Parker, Peter B. Parker, the one who's training him, is at 24 frames per second. And the idea is that 12 frames per second is more in line with old animation, so he looks herky-jerky, he's not finished, he hasn't figured it all out yet, and by the end of the movie, when he's finally jumping down and he's moving through space, then he's 24 frames per second because he's finally become the Spider-Man. He's finally become the character that he should be.
That's really cool.
Awesome.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. That's it. Did that help?
Yeah, that's really interesting.
What we really want to know is, are we helpful? Are we good?
You guys are good.
I think we answered your question, are we helpful? So thanks. Great question. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get another question. Absolutely anybody.
Quick
you,
question.
Sir.
Are you guys helpful?
What's your name? What's your question?
My name is EJ, and this question is for Pete specifically.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
We're in trouble.
You kind of, during the Avengers stuff, you phrased that you're into comics for the spectacle, the stuff that doesn't really happen in real life. You don't want stuff that could happen on the corner.
Yeah, I like to treat my comics as an outlet sometimes, yes.
With that in mind, do you like professional wrestling? Are you a wrestling fan?
And a personal question.
Yeah, so I went through a long phase when I was younger, when it was Coco Beware, you know, the Junkyard Dog, you know, the Iron Sheik, you know, before like Hulkamania became a thing, really. And I was really into wrestling. And then just kind of fell out of love with it after a little while. I don't know specifically why that happened, but yeah. And but comics always kind of stayed with me. So yeah, I was into wrestling, but not as much, unfortunately. Yeah.
Wow. The rise and fall of
wrestling fans. Wrestling, Thomas?
No, unfortunately.
Nope. My family are all wrestlers.
Oh, wait, really?
Not professional wrestlers, but like wrestling was the sport of my family, and I was like, I don't want to do that.
Wait, actual wrestling? Or
like wrestling where you're in a mat and you get ringworm.
Oh.
That's my family.
Oh, nice.
When you say your family...
not my brother.
Oh.
Like Olympic wrestling.
We don't call it that. I don't think anybody where I grew up would call it Olympic wrestling.
what is the actual term for it?
Wrestling.
Greco-Roman?
There's Greco-Roman wrestling. There's like, I don't know, other kinds, I think.
Oh, yeah, I guess technically, but where...
Just wrestling.
Where I grew up, it was just like, are you...
Wait, are you talking about backwoods shit where you're jumping off tables and like...
No, I'm talking about putting on the singlet.
Oh, wrestling.
Singlet wrestling.
Singlet wrestling. where you get ringworm. That's the thing happening in my high school.
When you ringworm say wrestling. You get ringworm, I don't know what that means, so...
The ringworm's this like...
No, I just don't know like how you get ringworm from wrestling.
Because you're on these mats that people have been sweating on for generations.
Why did I say
you walk into the... Because the wrestling room in my high school was in the basement, and it was like walking into a cave of boy sweat.
Oh.
And that's where you wrestled, and I was like, not a sport for me.
Good question.
A little bit of insight.
But wait, talking about comics versus wrestling, I mean, comics, there's comic books that come out regularly and you can buy, and it's like a different medium to like consume the universe, right?
Correct.
So do you guys like all buy comics regularly and
read
them? Almost too regularly.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's kind of a way to, if you don't want to like watch a screen, you want to actually read something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have that sort of experience.
You've convinced me. I'm a comic fan.
Right. Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think you guys should give comics a try. Thanks for that recommendation.
This was a wrestling podcast right up until this moment.
Changing gears.
Yeah. Speaking of which, this episode is sponsored by Ringworms.
Yeah. Oh. Ringworms. Exactly. Ringworms.
Don't get them.
Yeah, ringworm.
Don't get them.
Don't
do we
get
have
us.
Any other questions? We can take one more question if
anything at all.
Booth Man's got a question.
All right. Booth Man Prime.
I don't know why this popped in my head. Maybe the talk of ringworm. Superheroes, supervillains, who do you think has the worst hygiene?
The worst.
Ooh. Bad hygiene.
Probably Killer Croc, right?
He's in the swamp.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's sort of a washing plate. Like he's in and out of the water.
He's in the water all the time. Yeah. Cleans you off. That's why I take showers in the sewer.
Maybe more like Spider-Man. Like, don't you think that's the suit probably gets pretty nasty? Like, of the costumed heroes, like, who probably gets pretty awful?
Spider-Man was going to be my answer because that's been plot lines in Spider-Man comic books where he's like, oh my God, I haven't taken a shower in days. And everybody's like, you smell terrible, Spider-Man. So... Spider-Man.
I gotta think Iron Man, like extremist Iron Man, like the nanites come out of his body.
No, like, but no. He, again, with plot lines, there's been things where like his waist goes into the suit. Like it goes back into the... So I guess he's pooping.
That sounds
himself.
Like an excuse that you're like, no, my waist goes into the suit. And you're like, you stink, dude.
Yeah.
You have nanites coming out of your body.
But wouldn't that be something that Tony Stark would have thought about? Because he's such a technological genius that he would think about.
Oh, look who's the comic book expert all of a sudden.
I've seen Iron Man the movie, guys.
So you're saying he's got his stink covered.
Yeah, if he's thought of all the other shit that suit can do, he hasn't figured out a way to keep it smelling okay.
You could throw some deodorizers in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. I think Iron Man's probably okay. Pete, do you have an answer?
I say kill a croc, asshole.
Oh, right. Cool, thanks. Good question.
Hey, Boothman, do you have an answer?
He said Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is what comes to mind. I always imagined that that Wolverine probably doesn't smell that great.
Hey, why would you say that?
He's an animal.
Because he's like a short, animalistic
dude. What does this height have to do with anything about how he
short
smells?
Short people smell worse.
Have you ever smelled a short person? No,
the heat's radiating off the ground.
That's bullshit.
It's very...
short people smell great.
No, I don't think so.
What the fuck,
I'm very much taller
than
you.
You're a fucking
much taller than you.
What the fuck?
I got to back him up here. Tall people, their stink gets caught in clouds because they're so
airy.
Tall.
That's bullshit. Tall right people have more areas to smell on.
Short people, there's less place for the smell to come out.
Right. It's
more
concentrated.
So it's
so packed full of smell molecules.
Yeah, there's too much smell coming out.
I say this as a very tall man myself.
Yeah, I too am a giant.
I too am a giant.
And that's it for your audience questions.
Wait, there was a guy earlier. Oh,
was there another one?
Yeah,
oh,
one more question.
Sure.
Alex, how dare you?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you have any question about how we smell or how tall we are or absolutely anything?
I think we've answered
what's your
this.
Name? What's your question?
Demetrius, it's a question for Tom, I guess. It's a Chicago Cubs question.
Oh, yes.
Oh, great. We get a lot of these.
Was Henry Rowinger your favorite, your best pitcher?
Henry Rowinger?
Yeah, he was the he was in Rookie of the Year.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like somebody's not a big Cubs fan after all.
That was great. The Venn diagram of the fandom to answer that question is impossible.
Wait, Rookie of the Year, was that the one where the kid could throw, broke his arm and could throw like 100 miles an hour?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Funky butt loving. That's a funky butt loving.
Well, if you're a real
in
Cubs
his defense,
fan,
there's
that.
The rookie, and then there's Rookie of the Year.
Right.
So there's, you know, two separate kind of pictures.
Yeah, there's
movies.
Also the year.
Yes. If that movie were real, that would he would have been the best Cubs player ever. Who is your favorite Cubs player?
Probably Ben Zobrist, who's not with the team right now. Unfortunately, he's going through a divorce, and he's taking time off.
God. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know, it's pretty... I know, which is not something that players usually take time off to do.
Maybe going through divorce is like what happens to the kid with his arm and the rookie, and he's going to come back and be able to throw fast.
He gave
or he's going to have a better understanding of himself. And
that'd be good. Yeah. Too many shut-ups to his wife.
Right. Too many. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Too many shut-ups.
And that is it for your audience questions.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Weird. We're going to move to our next section, which is trivia. For that, we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage.
All right. Don't say it, Justin.
Pete LePage.
Don't say it, Justin.
The captain of trivia.
Oh, wow.
The admiral of trivia on the SS Knowledge. Sailing to victory.
Oh, my God. All right, well, this is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Because if you had $25, you would go to Midtown Comics. Who would like $25 free? A simple raising of the hand.
Anyone can
raise
their
hand. All right, we'll go first hand up, guy.
Okay, here we go.
Wow. A lot
come
of fighting
down.
Over
please
the
stand
hands.
Over here.
Yeah. All right, and please remind everybody of your name again.
My name is EJ.
EJ, audience, EJ.
Nice.
All right, I'm going to read you a question. Listen to all three possible answers. Get all three questions right. $25 yours. Okay, today's trivia is on topical comic news. Question number one. Looks like there's a new Ghost Rider comic starting in October. What is it called? Is it A, Beware of the Ghost Rider? B, Motorcycles Are Dangerous? Or is it C, Larry Hankin?
It's A, Beware the Ghost
That Rider. Is correct.
That's a good one. I like it that you started the question. It looks like there's going to be another Ghost Rider comic.
You know what's funny was as I was writing this, I was like, you know, Justin's going to have some fun with this.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, wow. We get each other.
You know, it's just buckle up, buddy. Here comes the next one you can make fun of.
We're like two parasites on each other.
Great. Meet you at the ring. Question number two. The next couple of issues of the Immortal Hulk comic will get blank. Is it A, back to the Hulk we all know and love, B, even more gruesome and scary, or is it C, Catherine O'Hara? So it's either A, or you could pick B.
I'm going to pick B.
B is correct.
Great job. Yeah. Very subjective answers to that question.
Well, no, they interviewed the writer, and he was saying that you thought that was gross. It's going to get, yeah, buckle up. Here we go. Last question. Warren Ellis and Brian Hitch will be reunited on what new title due out October 9th? Is it A, The Batman's Grave, B, The Batman's Birdbath, or is it C, Joe Pesci?
It is A.
A is correct.
Nice.
$25 yours, sir.
As you may or may not know, there is a sub-quiz going on during this quiz where Pete plugs three seemingly random actors into his third answers of his trivia questions. Is this once again a John Candy movie of some sort?
It is.
You're going to run out eventually. But what John Candy movie are those three actors from? Do you want to repeat the three actors, Pete?
Yes, it is Larry Hankin.
Yep.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yep.
And Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Now, Thomas, I want to emphasize for you, this has nothing to do with comic books. Just so you know.
Cool.
Kevin, do you want to take a crack at this? What movie is he talking about?
It's Home Alone.
That is correct. John Candy playing the Polka King of the Midwest.
Wow.
Wow. Gus Polanski.
Really getting into sort of the smaller actors in the... Really?
Yeah. What are you going to do when you chronologically run out of IMDb list going on there?
I'll figure something out.
Will you randomly choose another actor, which I assume is what you did to get to John Candy?
Yeah, maybe.
Cool.
Great. Well, very excited about that. Also excited because tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Punisher Annual Number 1's coming out. Very excited.
It's that special time of year again.
Oh, annuals. Let's get it.
Man, what happens in that book, Pete?
I don't know. I'm excited to find out.
Hasn't come out yet, Alex.
He doesn't come out till Wednesday.
Sure, I know, but I've looked at the cover of it. He goes to space and he fights the Brood.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, that was your pick. Fuck you. All right, Justin, your turn.
Wow, I like this new late night roast element here from Alex.
That was your pick. Fuck you.
What a fun twist.
Yeah, it was my pick.
Alex after 9 p.m. is Pete.
Oh,
what a weird twist.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Silver Surfer Black number 2. Silver Surfer.
Selvin, you want to shit on that choice?
No, that's a great choice. Oh. It's a great comic. It's I've been calling it. It's like the Sandman for the Silver Surfer. Really great fantasy stuff. Him going into space. His arm. Something's wrong with his arm.
Go fuck yourself.
Again, why are you reaching toward me so much?
I'm looking forward to Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen number 1 is coming out tomorrow. Ooh. From DC Comics. This is from Matt Fraction and Steve Lieber. It's a weird, bizarre take on the character that harkens back to the old days of the character. We're going to have a review of that in our Stack podcast, which drops Wednesdays at 9 a.m. in the... What do we say? Sexier time?
The more sexual morning. Yes. I think we're calling that.
The more sexual morning hour in our regular comic book club feed.
Getting freaky.
Find out how many buttons Justin has off by then. Oh, I think it's going to be 30 to 40% of them.
You won't find a single button on my body.
Thomas, plug your stuff. What should people check out?
Awesome. Hey, come see The Foundation on Maud Night at UCB. August 5th is our next show.
Nice. Cool. In New York City.
There might be a comic sketch in it.
Ooh. What a tease. Is that a real tease or a garbage tease?
That's a garbage tease.
Appreciate your honesty. Appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, a
couple of things to plug before we go. This show is free to come see and free to listen to, but it does cost us a little bit of money to do. If you would like to support us, patreon.com/comicbookclub. We have a bunch of fun bonuses there, including a monthly movie night, a Patreon Slack, and many more things that you could check out. Also, we have a couple of other ongoing podcasts that you could check out.
Yeah, some of them are good.
All right. We have a Krypton podcast.
That's
after
not
Krypton.
Good.
No, the podcast is good.
Nope. And the show's pretty good.
And the show's pretty good. You're just a jerk about it. So that's going on. Also, we do a Legion podcast, Inside Legion. Our Preacher podcast, Preacher Man, is coming back for its final season very, very soon. So definitely check that out. What else do you want to plug, Pete?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about our amazing guests we have on our live show.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and more. You can subscribe on iTunes, Android, Stitcher, Spotify, or the app of your choice. Couple of people you want to thank before we go. We want to thank Thomas for being on the show. We want to thank Boothman Pride. But most of all, I want to thank my 1 billion brothers and sisters for being and you guys for coming out. Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night, guys. It's 10 o'clock. 1, 2, 3, 4.